Is it ever a good idea to hook up with an ex? 92925 is the number to text. It's 613 right now and a chilly 3 degrees in Montreal. We've got snow or rain changing over to just rain this morning. That rain will end near midnight tonight. I spent a lot of time outside this weekend, but like the chill is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Oh, I know.
I just keep reminding myself that in, you know, March and April, we find this weather quite warm and balmy, right?
It's all perspective.
It is perspective. All right. So mention that I spent a lot of time on the phone this weekend with one of my best friends. She's basically deciding whether or not she's going to. And they were married. This is her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
They were together for quite a while. And now 3 weeks after their breakup, he is saying, can we get together? And you know exactly why he wants to get together.
He wants some closure.
He wants closure in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Is what he wants.
I mean, when you're with someone, especially for this long, you know your intimacy together. And I feel like it's almost easy to just have that breakup sex. It's you know each other. I mean, you know, when you meet someone for the first time, you have to jump through all these leaps and bounds. It's
true.
A whole, you know.
That's the easy part. The aftermath is the tough part.
Which is not always what you're worried about when you're in the moment.
Exactly. What are people saying on our text line?
Brigitte said, no, no, no way. I did that, went back and hooked up again. She also used the metaphor like him. Once the vase is broken, no. Hooking up is just a temporary Band-Aid. It's been 6 years and I'm looking forward.
I love these metaphors. This one says, why jump back into the fire? No point in being burnt a second time. Like the way you put that.
Yeah, harsh, harsh metaphors.
All right, so I wanted to reach out to our friend Lisa Brookman. She's a psychotherapist, also the co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
So the question is breakup sex ever a good idea?
Okay. So there's a lot of mixed reviews on this.
Okay.
And I hate to be a party pooper.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to go with there are some pluses to it, but on a whole, it's probably not the right choice if you want to move forward with your life.
What about those people who just need a little bit of like closure? You know, they're just like, okay, one more time. It's like those people who have one more pizza on Saturday night before they start eating clean and healthy on Monday.
It's like your drink at last call.
Yes. If you can keep it to one time and it's for that closure and you just need to kind of get it over with so you could move forward, absolutely. But what ends up happening is a lot of people get a false sense of hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it happens once, it happens twice, then you're, you know, on the fifth time, and then you're starting to kind of wonder, should we have broken up? Maybe there's something there. So I always worry about that.
And I think there's normally one person who will end up feeling that way, whereas maybe the other person is able to take it for what it is and say, okay, this is it. This is closure one last time.
Absolutely. And that causes a little bit of imbalance in the relationship. So what ends up happening is one person is all gung-ho, the other person is enjoying it, but maybe looking elsewhere. And what happens is there's an imbalance that moves in. And to be honest, it really stops you from moving forward and grieving and, you know, starting to get your moving in the right direction.
I think of breakups in the past, too, and it's sort of at one point has to be out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's it. You have to have a clean break and you have to move forward.
Rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Exactly. Mm. I love that analogy.
Okay, while you're here then, what about like a little rebound fling? So if you really want to do it with your ex, maybe it should just be like somebody else that you should find.
A random stranger,
Not a stranger, but.
But I actually think that rebound is potentially healthier.
Okay.
Because what you're doing there is you're getting back into the swing of things. You know, a lot of people will say, you know, I didn't feel wanted in my relationship. I didn't feel desired in my relationship. Getting into the saddle again, if you will, and going and having some rebound sex allows you to feel, you know, confident again. It could build your self-esteem and it doesn't have to mean anything. Mm-hmm. And it could be that one thing you need to get you back on track.
Okay, writing down right now, don't text him, go find a rebound. Thank you, Lisa.
I always love chatting with you guys.
We love it. Lisa Brookman, she's a psychotherapist and co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. We love you and appreciate it. Hope you have a great day.
Have a great day, guys. Take care.
You too.